A big boost for Howard Dean today in the run-up to the Iowa caucuses. With just 10 days to go, the former Vermont governor picked up a major endorsement from Iowa Senator Tom Harkin.
A plain-spoken, straightforward Democrat, Howard Dean has the toughness and strength of conviction and character to go toe-to-toe with Karl Rove and George W. Bush.
Dean is seen as a leading contender in Iowa, along with Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt. Joining us now from member station WOI is David Yepsen, a veteran political columnist for the Des Moines Register. David, there was intense speculation in recent weeks about which way Senator Harkin would go, and in making this endorsement, he rejected several candidates with whom he's worked shoulder to shoulder with on Capitol Hill for years. What reasons did he give for endorsing Dean?
I think the bottom line, Michelle, is he wants the Democrats to win. Senator Harkin is a very combative politician. He is very angry with the Bush administration. And the big calculation in Senator Harkin's mind is simply beating Bush. And he thinks Dean can do a better job of that than anybody else.
Now, Senator Harkin is widely considered the state's most powerful and influential Democrat. How much weight does this carry?
Well, perhaps not as much had it come a little bit earlier. Time is running out. The caucuses are only a few days away, and there's only a limited amount of time for Senator Harkin to travel the state and to make the case for Howard Dean. Many of Senator Harkin's people and a lot of his organization have gone elsewhere. I thought it was instructive today, Michelle, that Senator Harkin said, I'm not trying to change, pull anybody away from any other candidate, but I do want to talk to the undecided Democrats. And there are a lot of them. Probably about 20 to 25% of the Democrats in this state are undecided. Even those who've made a preference, some of them could be persuaded to change their mind. There's a lot of uncertainty about this. And Tom Harkin sort of reflects the same angst that a lot of Democrats have. They like all the candidates. They're having a hard time making up their mind. And so now Senator Harkin's got a few days to go argue with the undecideds that they ought to go over and join Howard Dean's campaign.
In many of the polls, Howard Dean was running neck and neck with Congressman Dick Gephardt. Gephardt is a fellow Midwesterner. He's run before in Iowa. This is obviously a big blow for him.
It is, and it is because it's a help to Howard Dean. But let's remember a couple things. We do not have machine politics in Iowa. Nobody delivers anything but themselves. And people also make up their own minds about these things. But the choice for the presidency is a very personal decision. And these Iowa Democrats, they'll take into consideration what Senator Harkin had to say. They respect him. They'll listen to him. But they will make up their own minds about this race.
The timing of the endorsement comes as somewhat of a gift for Howard Dean. It comes just one day after NBC News aired a four-year-old tape of Howard Dean in which he was very critical of the Iowa caucus system. What did he say, and how has that been playing there in Iowa?
Well, Governor Dean was on a Canadian public broadcasting program as a guest and said some critical things about the caucus process that were controlled by special interests, that he didn't want to stand around for 8 hours, listen to somebody tell him how to run the world, very disparaging things about the caucuses. This was in 2000. Well, now here he is a few years later, and he's our best friend in Iowa. And this did not go over very well with a lot of people. Harkin's endorsement today helps Howard Dean change the subject. Howard Dean desperately needs to have this campaign talking about something else, because these comments that he made, I don't think it's so much that he said disparaging things about the Iowa caucuses. A lot of people do that. It's that it's another example of Howard Dean popping off, saying something inappropriate or untoward. And for those Democrats who have reservations about Howard Dean because of his proclivity to do that, this is going to cause him some problems. Senator Harkin said he likes that characteristic in Dean of
David Yepsen is a political columnist for the Des Moines Register. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.